KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 79. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Heavy precipitation over portions of the plains and northwest, providing some relief from the ongoing drought. The Texas panhandle, much of the west, remains very dry, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Central Kansas, one of the regions to see the most improvement, about 33% of the state now classified in severe to exceptional drought. More than 44% of the state was rated that way just a week ago. California seeing no improvement at all. Nearly 98% of the state remains in severe to exceptional drought, the same as last week. At this time last year, 95% of the state was in that condition. 63%. That's the average cost the federal government will pay for crop insurance premiums from 2023 through 2032, according to the latest cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office. Farmers expected to pay about $3.7 billion a year in premiums. The total federal cost of the program over 10 years projected $80 billion. Now that's down $15 billion from the CBO July forecast. According to the internal analysis of the latest CBO baseline by the Senate Ag Committee GOP staff, the reduction is due to an expected decline in insured corn and wheat acres. Well, in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, the problem is too much, not too little rain. Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota continues to push USDA to offer payments to farmers to offset the reduction in crop guarantees that farmers face due to late planting. Hoeven confirmed what many have been saying, that the idea is under serious consideration at USDA. He said right now the problem is we have inflation across the board and, of course, food inflation. Need farmers to be putting those crops into the ground. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The defendant in a double homicide has been bound over for trial following more than 6 hours of testimony during his preliminary hearing in Reno County District Court. Kyle Hardwick was bound over on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 58-year-old Philip Anstein and 56-year-old Marion Ed Bates in August of last year. He's charged with theft and a fourth count of solicitation of perjury for trying to convince a friend, Sherry Reed, to lie on the witness stand or just not show up for the hearing at all. No serious injuries were reported Thursday morning when a box truck veered off I-70 along the Kansas Turnpike in Lawrence, according to authorities. The crash was reported at 9:43 Thursday on I-70 near McDonald Drive. According to the KHP, a 2022 Freightliner Penske box truck was westbound on I-70 in the right lane when the driver lost control of the vehicle, which left the roadway and entered the north ditch, striking an exit sign. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wichita police have arrested a 55-year-old man accused of robbing an Emprise Bank on the south side Thursday afternoon. The robbery happened at around 1 p.m. at the Emprise Bank branch at 47th Street South and Broadway. According to Wichita police, the suspect entered the bank, contacted a teller, made threats, and demanded money. After receiving an undisclosed amount of cash, the suspect ran from the bank, but he was quickly taken into custody. Sedgwick County jail records show Roland Vanderberg was booked for one count of robbery. He was held without bond this morning. Crews with Newton Fire EMS on Thursday rescued a person who had become trapped in flowing water. Emergency crews were dispatched to an area near Old Trail Road and U.S. 50 for the report of a vehicle accident. Upon arrival, they found a vehicle that had left the roadway and hit an embankment, became trapped in the flowing water with an injured person still inside. According to the Newton Fire EMS Facebook page, the individual was rescued and taken to a local hospital in stable condition. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Republican Governor Hopeful Jim Pillen has scored the endorsement of the Nebraska Cattlemen, a top advocacy group for the state's ranchers. Pillen, a veterinarian and the owner of a hog farm operation, is running to replace current Governor Pete Ricketts, a fellow Republican who leaves office in January because of term limits. Brenda Masick, the chairwoman of the Nebraska Cattlemen's Political Action Committee, says Pillen has, quote, walked in our shoes, unquote, as an agricultural producer and would be a strong advocate for the industry at the Capitol. In Scotts Bluff, officers were dispatched to Bearcat Stadium in response to a complaint that a man was walking away from the area claiming he had a gun and a hatchet. The call was reported at 7:30 a.m. right before school started. The man was identified as 55-year-old Donovan Delgado. Officers located Delgado in Pioneer Park, north of Bearcat Stadium. Delgado was arrested for possession of a deadly weapon by a prohibited person and disturbing the peace. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Big Blue River Days in Marysville are Friday and Saturday. Kate Toomer Martinez with Marysville Chamber and Main Street expects a busy weekend.
Yeah, so we kick off on Friday night at 5:30. We have the Friday night cruising. We have our VIP night, which is our little get-together for our sponsors at 6 p.m. We also have Before the Dawn starting at 6 p.m. and Tribute Trio, our live band, will be at 9 p.m. Our third annual cornhole tournament will be at 7:30, and we will be taking registrations the day of. And then we go into Saturday with the 15th KCBS Big Blue Barbecue Contest, and then the 31st Auto Fest Car Show. Platinum Dance Performance will be at 1 p.m. We'll have our Kids Inflatable Zone at 10 a.m. We'll have Beer Olympics at 5:30. It's $50 per team, and you can sign up the day of at 5:30. And then we have Rewind at 6 p.m. and Fast Times Vigil Annie at 9 p.m. Come out and enjoy some live music, some good food, and enjoy looking at some nice cars.
The Big Blue River Day celebration will be the topic on our public affairs program with Kate Toomer Martinez this Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Registration for the AutoFest Car Show begins at 8 a.m. through 10 a.m. with cars on display downtown Saturday. Also this weekend, the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot will host a model train display. It's free with free will donations and open Saturday and Sunday at the Historic Depot from 10 until 4. Community Memorial Healthcare is hosting a reception, a come-and-go reception today from 3 until 9 p.m. to honor the retirement of Dr. Kenneth Dunsing. The event will be held at his home south of Blue Rapids, and the public is welcome. This Friday and Saturday are free fishing days in Kansas, where anyone can fish on any public waters without a license. In Kansas, anyone ages 16 through 74 must have a license to fish, except on free fishing days, June 4th and 5th. The license requirements are waived. All other regulations must still be considered. If you're looking for a place to fish or additional information on fishing in Kansas, go online to ksoutdoors.com/fishing. On Tuesday, June 7th, Pony Express Association's Re-Ride will pass through this area. On its annual cross-country route, riders are expected to exchange the Mochila around 9:15 in Marysville. The route runs St. Joe to Sacramento this year. A benefit breakfast will be held at the Pony Express Barn in Marysville Tuesday morning, beginning at 7 a.m. Marshall County Commissioners plan to meet Tuesday this next week, recessing at 8:30 to attend the Re-Ride at the Pony Express. Marysville police received a report of a stolen sport utility vehicle May 12th. Cassandra Cabral said it was taken late that Wednesday or Thursday, then recovered a day later near Blue Springs, Nebraska. Anyone with information regarding the theft is asked to contact authorities. An injury accident was reported May 17th. Rodney Stewart of Frankfort struck Judy Mead of Centralia at the K-9 and 30th Road intersection. Both drivers were transported to the Seneca Hospital. On May 18th, Dale Simmons of Milford struck a semi-trailer at the US 36 77 West Junction at Marysville. He was treated and released at CMH. Gene P. Hart, age 81, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30. At the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Gene Hart. Robert R. Mosteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Mosteller.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've still got time to get those plants in the ground before Mother Nature turns up the thermostat. The Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has 40% off all annuals, including garden plants and hanging arrangements. Plan to bring your appetite along so you can try one of the delicious sandwiches from the deli. That's 40% off all annuals at the Riverside Market along the highway in Blue Rapids.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms likely throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s throughout Missouri. More showers are likely throughout Saturday night and leading into Sunday, and more showers possible throughout Sunday night and leading into early next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early June, 82. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 61, and the record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
June is strawberry month, and we take an in-depth look at the season's first fruit on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Broadcast journalist Anderson Cooper has a birthday, and the first cadets graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1959. June is strawberry month, and here are some fun facts about the tiny fruit with a powerful flavor punch. The strawberry plant is a member of the rose family, and it's the only fruit with seeds on the outside. Strawberry shortcake is actually a variation of a Native American recipe. Their version was strawberries pounded into cornmeal bread, a recipe borrowed by colonists whose versions would become strawberry shortcake. And in Bavaria, it's a tradition to tie baskets of strawberries around the horns of cattle. Folklore says it produces healthy calves and an abundance of milk. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for strawberry recipes? Find them online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
You'll be catching good vibes at the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Hosted at the Marysville High School Auditorium, come see all the hard work the kiddos have put in. That's the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7. Fall enrollments are now being accepted.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports new K-State basketball coach Jerome Tang is continuing to build his team, and Tang announced on Thursday that junior power forward David Ngessen will be suited up for the Wildcats this season. Coach Tang said, quote, he brings significant college experience after having played in all but one game at Virginia Tech while doing it at a program that really values winning, end quote. Ngessen has played two seasons for Virginia Tech, playing in all 57 games in that span. The 6'9 forward joins Mississippi State's Cam Carter and LSU's Jarrell Colbert as D1 transfers heading to Manhattan. More than 4,000 cyclists are descending on Emporia for Unbound Gravel. Lifetime coordinators with Unbound Gravel says the ultra-endurance bike race known as the World Series of Gravel will return to the Flint Hills on Saturday. Lifetime said more than 4,000 cyclists, the largest field size the event has ever seen, will start and end in historic downtown Emporia. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
KU's Jalen Wilson and Texas Tech transfer Kevin McCullough Jr. will return to Lawrence this season, the pair announced this week. Wilson averaged 11.1 points and 7.4 rebounds in 29.5 minutes per game last season. He put up 15 points and pulled down four boards in KU's national championship win over North Carolina. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby acknowledges that there is some weirdness with the conference's annual spring meetings. There are 14 schools taking part this week in North Texas. There are representatives from future members BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. There's also the lingering presence of Texas and Oklahoma. The league's only football national champions are still 3 years away from their scheduled departure to the SEC. Plus, Bowlesby announced his retirement earlier this year. He plans to stay on until his replacement is found. And he figures he's down to having 30 to 90 days left on the job. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
At Galloway, Wiegers, and Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Many of those who served in World War II actually joined the armed forces before the tragedy at Pearl Harbor. Some joined for adventure or a source of income during the lean Great Depression years. The young men from this small farming community had their reasons too, but little did they know they'd make history. The American Countryside returns after this.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. and it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
James McCann has visited with many of the men in this area who signed up to serve in the military just prior to World War II.
It wasn't that they weren't patriotic, but patriotic fervor was not the thing that they were primarily concerned about. Most of them would tell you they joined the service, or at least they joined the Guard, for three reasons: money, fun, and girls.
The Guard paid them to serve. The uniform impressed the girls, and they could sign up with their buddies and enjoy time together.
The unit here wasn't actually incorporated into the actual U.S. Army as part of the 29th Division until February of the year of 1941. And so just prior to Pearl Harbor that year, they actually became a unit and moved up to Fort Meade, Maryland.
The 29th was composed mostly of young men from Virginia and Maryland. Hence, it was known as the Blue and Gray Division. After Pearl Harbor and the nation's entrance into World War II, the boys around Bedford, Virginia, knew they were headed overseas.
Eventually, they're shipped over actually on the Queen Mary and head up to England. From there, they move further to the southwest of England, and they're there for 18 months training.
Today, a monument in Bedford, Virginia, pays tribute to those who landed on the shores of Normandy on June 6th, 1944.
There's also sound effects here. When we have our animation going, there's the sounds of gunfire on the surface of water here, and you actually see the statuary of men moving out from a boat. So it's pretty moving, and people usually tell you that that's the thing that gets them the most, is having that sense of moving through time and, in a sense, seeing what the men had to endure.
Bedford is just a small town in Virginia, and we talk more about its link to D-Day next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a household auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman Saturday, June 4th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. Selling tractors and equipment, including a Ford 8N tractor, 3-point brush cutter, a blade, 2-wheel trailer, it's 5x8 with a tailgate, 25-gallon trailer sprayer, 10x7-foot wooden shed on skids to be moved. Appliances include a white side-by-side refrigerator freezer, white glass-top stove, stainless steel washer, a pellet stove, large curved glass curio cabinet, wood pie cupboard, plus collectibles, crocks, glassware, kitchen and household items, lots of tools including toolboxes, chainsaw, trimmers, air compressor, post hole digger, steel T-post, electric fence post, 6 hog panels, and much more. This household auction for Pierce and Jenny Holloman, Saturday, June 4th, begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 239 Elm Street. Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Brew up some liquid fertilizer from your compost pile. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Compost tea is easy to make, and it's like a good cup of espresso for your plants as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I've been vermicomposting for a couple of years now. My small bin of worms love the kitchen waste I feed them and have rewarded me with plenty of rich compost. Last summer, I made a bucket of compost tea and gave my plants a nice, healthy drink. Dawn Pettinelli is an extension educator at the University of Connecticut. She says there are two main reasons people make compost tea. One is to use it as a diluted nutrient solution.
They would mix up the compost that they made from their backyard or some compost that they purchased with water. Usually it's like one part compost to six parts of water. They would let it sit for maybe 24, 48 hours, maybe a week, depending upon how fresh or how aged the compost was. And then they would just use it like they would a liquid fertilizer.
The other type of compost tea is aerated as it brews. Throw a couple of handfuls of compost into a burlap bag or old pantyhose and put it in the bucket of water. You can make a simple aerator with an aquarium pump and let it bubble for a day or two.
And what this is supposed to do is be aerobic and stimulate the growth of aerobic microorganisms like bacteria and fungi. The point of using this tea is that they say that it's supposed to have more disease suppression abilities. It would not really serve as a source of nutrients as much as a source of microbes. And people have been applying that to lawns and gardens.
Pettinelli says there isn't an inexpensive way to test the nutrient levels of compost tea, so they will vary depending on what you compost. She recommends diluting the finished product to the color of tea that you would drink. This will prevent overloading the plants with too many nutrients. Learn more about brewing up a spot of tea for your plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The role of cover crops in a regenerative agriculture program. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Table Rock Farm near Castile, New York is constantly building soil health while supporting a 1,200-cow dairy. Co-owner Megan Hauser.
We've been experimenting the past 4 or 5 years with planting green, which means leaving that cover crop in place. And there's always something living in the soil so that you can have that effect on erosion, rain damage, that kind of thing.
Hauser says that technique was sort of discovered by accident.
We had a field and we had planted all of it normally. We killed the cover crop, planted everything but a strip, and we left the cover crop living in that strip. So in terms of taking risk, it was a small risk, but it was a great example because right after we planted this field, the corn, we had one of those rainstorms where you get 3 inches in an hour. And this field, which was not necessarily a field that had a lot of slope to it, you could see the water running across it. And then when it got to that green strip, everything stopped. And when we saw that, we said, okay, we know this is a practice we need to adopt.
Table Rock won the Leopold Conservation Award for farms in the state of New York last year. Hauser participated in a recent regenerative agriculture webinar sponsored by Cornell University. And there's a link to it at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Several one-owner trades ready to go at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles that has a leather interior. They have a 2015 GMC Acadia all-wheel drive and a 2012 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive with leather interior at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drivers have logged near 30 billion miles on E15, which Growth Energy says is a testament to the blend's rising popularity across the nation. As Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, says that she was present when President Joe Biden lifted the summertime E15 driving restrictions and talks about what it means for consumers.
I was honored to join other biofuel advocates in Menlo, Iowa last month when President Biden announced that his administration will lift outdated restrictions on E15 for the 2022 summer driving season. The decision was welcome news for all Americans, ensuring continued access to a fuel that has been saving drivers as much as 60 cents a gallon in some parts of the country this spring. Right now, E15 is sold at over 2,600 sites nationwide, and its popularity continues to grow. In fact, Growth Energy just announced that U.S. drivers have now logged 30 billion miles driven on E15, a testament to its rising popularity and reliability. And with every mile, Americans are saving money, reducing emissions, and supporting rural jobs.
She goes on to say that the president's decision was a major victory for American drivers and the nation's energy security, as she talks about what happens next for summertime.
The EPA waiver only applies to this summer's driving season, and without action, higher ethanol blends like E15 could vanish next year from many markets. That's why Growth Energy is pressing this administration and leaders in Congress for a permanent fix. America is the world's largest producer of biofuel, and we should be making use of our full capacity in the push for greater energy security and a healthy climate. In fact, nationwide E15 would slash carbon emissions by more than 17.62 million tons. That's the equivalent of taking almost 4 million cars off the road each year.
Finally, she goes on to say that many supporters of biofuels can also get involved for the push for a permanent fix for the outdated summertime driving regulations.
The president's waiver bought limited time for policymakers to implement a permanent fix.
That again was Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company,
794-3430. Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American farmers and ranchers continue to struggle with finding enough workers for their operations. Chad Smith reports on new numbers from the H-2A program.
New data confirms the serious shortage of adequate labor across most sectors of U.S. agriculture. Veronica Nye, a senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says farmers have talked for at least a decade about a tight farm labor market.
The recent H-2A data certainly proves that out. In the second quarter of fiscal year 22, which is January through March, the number of applications for H-2A workers, which is the Temporary Ag Worker Visa Program, increased by more than 17% year over year. The number of certified positions increased even more. It was up by 21%.
One of the reasons the labor market is so tight is that the unemployment rate in rural America is often lower than the rest of the economy.
For example, the state of Nebraska has a current unemployment rate of 1.9%. So those farmers who are already having trouble getting workers out to their farm for long hours and hot weather and oftentimes difficult work are finding it even more difficult because of an already tight labor market.
The labor shortage has been going on for a long time. However, recent data shows that the issue is spreading further than farms and ranches.
In the past, it was maybe more of a production ag problem, you know, on the farm. But over time, it's gotten worse and spread throughout the supply chain. So trucking companies are having trouble finding workers. Ag processors are having trouble finding workers. Rural areas at large are struggling to find workers. So certainly it's been an issue in agriculture for a long time, but it certainly seems to be compounding and growing as time continues.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on your pre-weaned calves on pasture. A respiratory condition known as summer pneumonia can affect beef calves. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The past several years, there's been an increase in respiratory disease in pre-weaned calves on pasture. The outbreaks are unpredictable, affecting herds at all levels of management. Richard Randall is an extension beef veterinarian at the University of Nebraska. He says there are studies being done on this mysterious illness, but the infectious agents and symptoms associated with summer calf pneumonia are similar to bovine respiratory disease.
These calves are going to probably become somewhat lethargic. They're not going to have a tendency to maybe keep up with the herd and mama. They're not going to want to suckle. We can see some coughing, runny noses, maybe some rapid breathing or open mouth breathing.
As calves reach 90 to 120 days old, they lose natural immunity from their mother's colostrum. The time of year is another risk factor.
In that late July, August, early September time frame, weather can be pretty dry, so we can have dusty conditions. There's times there where we have pretty wide temperature fluctuations between daytime and nighttime, and all of those are predisposing factors. And then you've got a calf that's losing its natural immunity. It kind of sets them up so that that's when we begin to see these typical outbreaks occur.
Randall advises talking to your veterinarian about vaccination programs at branding time. The addition of a viral vaccine that isn't normally given then might offer some additional protection. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about summer pneumonia in beef calves at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets getting close to the wrap up here in a little bit. We've seen still kind of a mix, but mostly a lower day in the grain market. Livestock's been mixed, but mostly higher on the day. Overall, we'll see how we close in just a bit. July corn is up 0.75 cents, 7.31 even a bushel. September's up a quarter now at 7.05, so things trying to hang in the positive there. We'll see how we close later. Kansas City wheat, they've been pretty steady and stagnant today, mostly lower, with July down by 19 cents at 11.24 and a half. September's down 18 and a half cents at 11.31 and three quarters. In the bean market, July soybeans have been pretty steady as well, sitting down 22 and three quarter cents in the red at 17.04 and a half. The meal for July is down $4.20 at 410.70. And the bean oil for July is slightly higher, up 78 cents at 82.22. Cotton market's been kind of mixed on the board today, with July cotton sitting up 69 cents at 139.76. October's down a buck 34 at 127 and 41 cents. In the oats market, mostly higher here as well, with July oats sitting up 11 and a half at 665 overall. Real quick, in the livestock market, things mixed but mostly higher here. June live cattle's down 10 pennies at 133.52. August down by 20 in the green by 20 cents at 134.32. Feeder cattle for August up a buck 5 at 174. Lean hogs are mixed, with June down 32 cents at 110.37, and July and the red by 92 cents at 111.25. A lot of red on the board for the later futures as well for the lean hogs. U.S. dollar index, a little bit of green here, not quite as bouncing back and forth as what we've seen lately, but June index up 36 cents right now at 102.19. We have 30-year bonds for June down slightly in the red at 138.30, and 10-year notes in the red slightly as well, sitting at 118 and 31. So kind of mixed across the board today. We'll see how we wrap up later. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. NASCAR, Major League Baseball, and of course, football. Tune in this Saturday night for Major League Baseball on Fox Kansas. Watch as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6. Then on Sunday, catch the USFL's Philadelphia Stars as they battle the Michigan Panthers. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement,
call... Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Samantha Bennett, and today, assisting with relieving heat stress from cattle in the summertime is essential to their well-being. But it doesn't have to be a complicated thing. According to a K-State beef veterinarian, taking care of the basics of cattle comfort in the summer heat goes a long way towards reducing stress. AJ Tarpoff explains how quickly that heat discomfort can actually build up.
Cattle, as a general rule of thumb, during the fall, the spring, you know, the winter months, they consume about three times three times dry matter intake. So that's kind of a good rule of thumb on how much water they need. Well, once it increases and we start getting into the summer months, all of a sudden we increase the water demand of that individual animal to five times dry matter intake. So to put that into, you know, kind of understandable terms, is when the temperature goes from 70 to 90, it doubles the water demands of that animal.
The remedy can be as simple as assuring that each animal has regular access to fresh, good quality water.
That's where readily available, cool, clean access of high-quality water, that's a necessity. And this is a good time that especially folks that have automatic waters, they may have winter levels and summer levels. Mm-hmm. And for the majority of folks around the state, they may still have those waters at the winter levels to help protect from freezing. And if you haven't switched those over to increase the flow, to be able to increase the tank capacity here for the summer months, now is the time to do that.
One other useful approach to heat abatement for cattle for producers is to provide comforting shade to the herd, either by way of access to natural shade, be that from trees, or by erecting artificial shade. Tarpoff recommends using whatever is feasible, as long as it is of sufficient size.
Shade's a fantastic tool, and we're still learning more and more how to best utilize the shade. Shade structures, you can purchase them, you can build some structures, you can provide some temporary relief. Pasture animals, whether they have some draws or a couple of shade trees that they can get behind, there's a lot of options out there. My biggest recommendation, if you're going to utilize shade, is making sure that you have enough. Enough area per animal would be about the size of a 4x8 sheet of plywood. They need that much shade because we don't want cattle to pile on top of each other. If they group up in a shaded area, they're going to accumulate more heat, and it decreases the airflow, and then they won't be able to dissipate enough.
On different suggested measures to take to provide heat stress relief to cattle. That is it for today. From Kansas State University Research and Extension beef veterinarian AJ Tarpoff, I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Of country music from KMDY Marysville AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.